Hello everyone and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and today we have a terrific lesson for you.
Hi friends, I'm Peter. We're so glad you joined us and I have a great suggestion. Let's talk in English today. Today's topic is small talk.
Our title is What Do You Suggest? What do you suggest? Hey, Peter, what did we learn in yesterday's lesson?
Well, we had some friends who needed some help. They had other people suggest new things for them. Suggestions are always helpful.
Yes, they are. Hey, I wonder if Ben and Susie went to that restaurant. Let's find out in today's Read It. Here's Peter to help us.
Ben really liked Ming's Chinese Palace. He ordered pineapple shrimp, fried rice, and a vegetable dish. Now he wants to find a good Italian restaurant. Rob found a terrific gift, and he gave it to Alex. And Rob really likes the game Drop 7, but he spends too much time on it. Taylor did too, so she deleted it.
Well, that's great that Ben liked the restaurant. I think he really enjoyed the dishes there.
I'm sure he did, and I'm sure that he will find a good Italian restaurant too. Hey, Marie, what kind of restaurants do you like?
I really like sushi. Japanese restaurants are one of my favorite places to eat at. How about you, Peter? What kind of restaurant do you like to eat at?
If it has food and it tastes good, I love it. Well, friends, it's time for us to get started. Here's Christina with those keywords for today.
Hi, Ben的朋友来找他玩。他带朋友们到一家中国餐厅去用餐。他们点了一道凤梨虾球。凤梨就是 pineapple. He ordered pineapple shrimp. 还点了炒饭 fried rice. 名词饭就是 rice, 它是不可数名词。They also ordered fried rice. 除此之外还点了一道蔬菜 a vegetable dish. 名词 dish 可以指一道菜肴。What is your favorite dish?Rob 想找一个适合的礼物送给 Alex, 现在终于找到一个很棒的。He found a terrific gift. 形容词 terrific 表示很棒,非常好的。Rob 的手机下载了新的游戏,不过他花太多时间玩游戏了。Rob spends too much time on it. 花时间或者是花钱的动词都是用 spend. 所以 Taylor 给 Rob 的建议是删掉它 ,delete it.动词 delete 就是删除。
How was your dinner at Ming's Chinese Palace?
It was great. All of the food was delicious. My friends loved it.
What did you have?
We ordered pineapple shrimp and fried rice. We also got a vegetable dish.
Sounds great.
And now I need another restaurant suggestion.
Sure.
I want to eat at an Italian restaurant. Where should I go?
Susie and Ben are in the Jungle Cafe. They are talking about the restaurant Ben went to. Ben says all of the food was delicious. Let's learn more about this with Rebecca.Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. All of the noun was, were, noun, or adjective. For example, all of the students were girls. Or all of the food was hot. Friends, don't forget to use it.
Well, thank you so much, Rebecca. So I was at the cafe the other day, but I never bought anything. All of the drinks were so expensive.
Yeah, that's true. Whenever I go to a restaurant, a fancy restaurant, all of the food there is very expensive.
Well, we had a great grammar point, and there is a great restaurant, Ming's Chinese Palace. Ben ordered pineapple, shrimp, and fried rice.
Yummy! I love pineapples. Look, Peter, this is a pineapple. It is a tropical fruit. It's bigger than most other fruits, and it has a green stem.
Wow, that looks delicious. Can we cut it up and eat it right now?
Not right now, Peter. Maybe after the show.
Okay, well, pineapples are a food, and you can make many things out of it. Pineapple cake, you can drink pineapple juice, and I have even had pizza with pineapple on it.
Wow, that sounds delicious. I'm sure Ben and his friends enjoyed the pineapple shrimp dish. He says at the end of the conversation, he wants to try an Italian restaurant. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
Ben 这次想到意大利餐厅用餐，他说 I want to eat at an Italian restaurant. 我们来看看 Italian 这个字，它是形容词意大利的。意大利这个国家是 Italy， 它的形容词结尾有一个 I-A-N, Italian。其实英文字里类似的情况很多，我们来看看其他的例子，像是俄罗斯是 Russia， 那它的形容词就是 Russian， 加拿大是 Canada， 那形容词就是 Canadian， 印度是 India， 形容词是 Indian， 那澳大利亚是 Australia，那形容词就是 Australian。 学习英文的时候多多阅读英文读物，就可以观察到这些语言的有趣之处咯。
Thank you, Christina. So Italian means anything about the country Italy. People in Italy are called Italians. Their food is called Italian food. And guess what? The language they speak is Italian.
That's right. Peter, I love Italian food. It's so good. All right, well, now it's time for us to go to our next conversation. Let's go to conversation B right now.
Hi, Rob. Did you find a gift for your friend?
Yes, I found a terrific gift. Thanks for the suggestions.
And did he like it?
I don't know.I didn't give it to him yet.
Oh, okay.
But I'll give it to him now. The gift is for you.
For me? Wow! Thanks, Rob.
Alex and Rob are in the office. Alex wants to know if Rob got his friend a gift.Rob says he found a terrific gift.
Terrific! That's a great word. Terrific means great, fantastic, wonderful. Did you ever take a test and when you got it back, the teacher wrote the word terrific on top? That means you did a good job.
Marie, let's try practicing using the word terrific. I'll start.Marie, I think your cooking is terrific.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Okay, here's another sentence. Peter is a terrific teacher. He is great at teaching you guys English.
Oh, thank you, Marie. That is very nice. Well, I'm glad to be your teacher because you are terrific students. Okay, so in conversation B, Alex asked Rob if his friend liked the gift.But Rob says, I don't know.
Hey, Peter, I'm going to give you a short quiz. It's called, What Do You Know About Marie?
Okay, this sounds fun.
So, Peter, when is my birthday?
I don't know.
You forget, Peter? You don't know my birthday? You should know it.Okay, well, you should be able to answer this question. What is my cat's name?
I know it starts with an S. I don't know.
Peter, Suki. Suki is my cat's name. Well, Rob doesn't know if his friend likes the gift because he didn't give it to him yet.
But I'm sure when he opens it, he will like it. Marie, you look a little mad. I think it's because I don't know your cat's name or your birthday.
Yeah, I think we should move on.
Okay, I think we will. Friends, we'll take a short break and I'll fix this situation. All right, we'll see you soon. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break. Hey, Marie, I was thinking about gifts, and I have this hat. Do you think this is a good gift?
Can I see it?
Sure.
Oh, this is a beautiful hat, Peter. Who is it for?
It's for you. I got the gift to give to you.
This is for me? Wow, thanks, Peter. You're such a good friend.
Oh, thank you. Well, gifts are great, aren't they? And I'm sure we'll learn more about that with our friends in Conversation C.
Hi, Rob. You asked for some information. Here it is. Rob? Rob.
Oh, hi, Taylor. What did you say?
I have your information.
Thanks very much.
Are you playing a game?
Yes, I'm playing Drop 7, but I spend too much time playing it.
Then I have a suggestion. Delete it. I had to. In Conversation C, Taylor says to Rob, "You asked for some information. Let's learn more about this with Christina."
Taylor 把 Rob 要的资料给他。Taylor 说 ,You asked for some information. 我们要来学这个片语 ,ask for, 表示要求什么的意思。如果说 ,You can ask for her help, 就表示你可以请她帮忙。如果是外面有人敲门，你去应门之后回来说 ,Someone is asking for Lydia, 表示有人要来找 Lydia。另外还有一种说法就是Ask someone for something, 向某人要某样东西。They asked me for some water, 表示他们向我要水喝。这些都是片语 ask for 的说法。
Thank you, Christina. If I meet someone new, I ask for their phone number so we can get to know each other better.Did you ever ask for someone's phone number?
Well, I like to travel a lot. When I travel, I have to ask for many things. I ask for help when I get lost. I ask for suggestions where I should eat and where I should go to see fun things.
Taylor says she has information for Rob. I wonder what kind of information she has for him. Let's practice saying the word information because it's a long word. Information. Information. Great job.
Friends, information is everywhere, right? We go on the internet all the time and look up information. You get information on anything, right? Maybe...going to a movie. It has information on your ticket. What seat you are, how much the ticket costs, what movie you're seeing, which theater it's in. There's lots of information everywhere.
That's right. Hey, Peter, since you didn't do too well in the game we played before about me, let me give you some information about me. My birthday is in September...I really like animals, and I have a younger brother.
Wow, that is a lot of good information. Well, I have some interesting information for you, Marie. Do you remember that game that Taylor suggested to Rob? It was really fun, but Taylor suggests he delete it.
Peter, you just used today's
calendar phrase.
Delete it.
Delete it.
删除它.
Ooh, this is a strange email.
Delete it.
The sender wants my phone number.
Delete it.
The sender wants my address.
Delete it.
Hey, the sender is you.
Oh, answer it. Delete it.
Delete it.
删除它.
What a great calendar phrase. Now it's time to review our keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Pineapple. Pineapple. Pineapple is my favorite fruit.
Rice. Rice. Jake ate rice for lunch.
Dish. Dish. Try some of this dish. It is good.
Terrific. Terrific. I had a terrific time on my vacation.
Spend. Spend. Don't spend too much time on that game.
Delete. Delete. I will delete it from my computer. All right, friends, don't forget to review our keywords. Right now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
How was your dinner at Ming's Chinese Palace?
It was great. All of the food was delicious. My friends loved it.
What did you have?
We ordered pineapple shrimp and fried rice. We also got a vegetable dish.
Sounds great.
And now I need another restaurant suggestion.
Sure.
I want to eat at an Italian restaurant. Where should I go?
Hi, Rob. Did you find a gift for your friend?
Yes. I found a terrific gift. Thanks for the suggestion.
And did he like it?
I don't know. I didn't give it to him yet.
Oh, okay.
But I'll give it to him now. The gift is for you.
For me? Wow! Thanks, Rob.
Hi, Rob. You asked for some information. Here it is. Rob? Rob.
Oh, hi, Taylor. What did you say?
I have your information.
Thanks very much.
Are you playing a game?
Yes, I'm playing Drop 7, but I spend too much time playing it.
Then I have a suggestion. Delete it. I had to.
Ooh, hey, hey, Monkey Man! How was Ming's Chinese Palace?
Everything was delicious. Pineapple shrimp, fried rice, and a vegetable dish. Oh,
how was the Jungle Cafe?
Ooh! Banana cake, banana pie, banana ice cream, and banana! My cousins loved it!
Well, did your cousins like the gift cards, too?
Yeah! They love the gift cards! They are great!
Oh, good. Well, look, I found another terrific gift.
A cell phone?
No. It's a game on the cell phone. It's called Drop 7.
Drop 7 what?
I don't know. Just Drop 7.
Drop 7 bananas?
No. Just Drop 7. Ginger, oh. I can't spend time talking. Here, let me show you how to play.
Oh, well, thanks for getting me the game, Monkey Man. My cousins will love it.
It's not for your cousins. This game is for me.
What?
Yeah. Now look.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about asking for suggestions. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Ida Noh. Thanks for joining us today, Ida.
Thanks, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
Ida, I have a question today from Michelle Watanabe of Tokyo, Japan. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, Rob.
Great.
What is the question?
Michelle writes, I often have to make decisions in life, and I like to ask my friends for suggestions. Can you teach me how to ask for suggestions in English?
Wow. Thanks for writing, Michelle. I would love to teach you how to ask for suggestions.
Asking for suggestions is important. A long time ago, a wise man said, get all the advice you can, and you will succeed. Without it, you will fail.
That's very true. So, how do we ask for suggestions in English? Well, first, you need to let someone know you need advice about something.
Yes. Then they can know how to help you.
Then you can ask for suggestions in different ways.
Okay, what are some of those ways?
You can say, can you give me some advice?
Can you give me some advice?
That's right. You can also ask, do you have any suggestions?
Do you have any suggestions?
Also, do you have any ideas?
Do you have any ideas?
Right. Advice, suggestions, and ideas are all words you can use to ask people to give you their thoughts.
I got it. Advice, suggestions, and ideas.
Oh, one more thing. After a person gives you some suggestions, always remember to say thank you.
Right. That's very important. Well, thank you, Ida. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, we hope you had fun today and learned a lot of English. Well, I learned something too. I like computer games, and I agree with Taylor. Sometimes you just need to delete it. You keep playing it and wasting time.
That's right. Friends, make sure to keep on practicing your English and spend a lot of time working on that. Well, we have to go. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.